USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We're tougher than anybody. We're tougher than any force. And we're probably going to have to be, unfortunately.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida, for Republican Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor. The president discussing the caravan and says he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them turn back and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
The president blaming Democrats for refusing to take action on illegals coming into our country.
Democrats want open borders and they want to invite caravan after caravan into our country, which brings crime upon crime.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the Nasdaq up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump calling for an end to birthright citizenship, outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan dismissing the idea. Texas Congressman Republican Louie Gohmert weighing in. He's a guest on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network.
It just shows that our speaker once again has gotten terrible advice from whoever he listens to about our Constitution.
Prosecutors have mounds and mounds of evidence and new disturbing details emerging regarding the man accused of mailing over a dozen packages to Democrats and politicians criticizing President Trump. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Cesar Sayak, the man accused of sending pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, included shards of glass in several packages, and also searched for the wife and kids of some of the folks who actually received the bombs. That's according to the feds. Sayak's attorney says all the evidence against him is circumstantial.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To news on the economy now. A new jobs report out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details from Washington, D.C.
ADP and Moody's Analytics reporting that the economy added approximately 227,000 new private sector jobs in October. That's 9,000 more than the 218,000 jobs created in September. Most of the October gains are in the services industry, adding 189,000 positions. Construction and manufacturing each added 17,000 jobs. The government's jobs report comes out Friday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
China reversing a 25-year ban on the trade and use of rhino horns and tiger bones, which apparently will hamper international conservation efforts. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The decision would permit the use of endangered species parts for medical and scientific use. The conservation group World Wildlife Fund said the policy would have adverse effects in protecting the animals, which was approved in 1993 amid an international drive to protect threatened wildlife. The decision comes at a time when wildlife parts continue to be trafficked in Chinese territory. The Hong Kong Standard reported last week that a rhino horn smuggler was sentenced to 8 months in prison for bringing nearly 7 pounds of rhino horns into Hong Kong from Mozambique. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.